Okay, so this is a diffusion exercise known by the acronym STOP, S-T-T-O-P, okay? And so what I'd like you to do at first is just make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head, for your back. And for the first few moments, just allow yourself to breathe nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. Breathing in nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. Focusing all your attention on the movement of the air coming in as you breathe in nice and deep. And then exhaling out all the way. Feel your shoulders relax. Feel your jaw release. Feel your tummy settle down. And slowly, little by little, with every exhalation, you'll notice your whole body just relaxing more and more. So focusing all your attention, breathing in nice and deep and slow, in through your nose and out through your mouth. So just take a few moments to focus on your breathing. Good. So continue to breathe nice and deep and slow, focusing on your breathing while I just explain the exercise to you. So each of us every day have situations that arise that where we can get overwhelmed by distressing thoughts, distressing feelings, distressing urges or sensations in our body. We can become easily overwhelmed by either anxious thoughts, sad thoughts, overwhelming thoughts, angry thoughts, whatever they may be. And when this happens, the emotional parts of our brain get hijacked. And in order to be able to re-engage the thinking, problem-solving, reasoning parts of the brain, we need to be able to calm ourselves down and get some separation from these distressing thoughts and feelings so that we can take a step back from them, get some separation, and learn how to react to these distressing thoughts and feelings in a different way. So this exercise is what's called a diffusion exercise. And diffusion is all about separation. Separating from distressing thoughts and feelings. Separating from distressing urges or sensations in our body. Allowing those feelings, thoughts, and sensations to be there without immediately validating them. Just allowing them to be there, noticing them, observing them, and doing your deep, deep breathing nice and slow into seven. Taking a mental step back from them, blowing them away, and allowing yourself to get perspective. And when you do those things, you re-engage the thinking parts of the brain, the frontal lobes. The emotional parts of the brain that hijack us become settled down. And so that's the essence of this exercise. We're going to walk through a step-by-step process of how to disengage, separate, get some distance. So this exercise is known by the acronym STOP, S-T-T-O-P, STOP. And so first, what I'd like you to do is bring to mind a situation that was distressing, disturbing, upsetting, or you felt yourself either gripped by anxiety, sadness, overwhelm, anger, whatever it might be, and you could feel it in your body. Just remember the situation, bring it back to the forefront of your mind. Remember where you were, exactly where you were, what room you were in. Remember what triggered you, what was said or done, what was happening around you that triggered you, or was it just simply a thought that occurred in the randomness of our mind? And our mind can produce many random, irrational, unreasonable thoughts in a day. And part of the process of diffusion is learning to question these thoughts, to not immediately validate them or believe them. So remember where you were, what you were thinking. What were the exact words going through your mind? What were you thinking about yourself, about the situation, about the future, about the past? What were you feeling in your body? Remember the sensations. what was the strongest emotion you were experiencing? And in that situation, what did you have the urge to do or to not do? Did you want to avoid, run, cry, yell, scream? Did you ruminate, dwell, become paralyzed, frozen? What did you want to do or not do because of these thoughts and feelings? Where were you feeling it in your body? Take notice of all of these things. So just taking a moment to bring that back to mind. So now that you have that situation back in mind, the first step in this exercise, the S in stop, is to stop. Whenever you feel yourself hijacked, gripped by fear, anger, overwhelm, sadness, whatever it might be, whenever you feel yourself just immediately and ever so quickly hijacked, the most important thing is to stop. Don't believe the thoughts. Don't believe the feelings. Don't believe or validate the urges, the feelings in your body. Just stop. It doesn't mean you dismiss them. Just stop everything. Notice you've been hijacked. Notice something's changed. When you can interject a pause, 90 seconds to a few moments, you interject choice. Stopping is the most important thing you can do. Noticing the signs when you get hijacked. So stop. And the first T in stop is to take some long, slow, deep breaths. That's the most important next thing to do. Breathe in nice and deep and slow, either in through your nose, in through your mouth, whatever's comfortable for you, and a super long exhalation. Breathe out nice and slow. Take as many long, slow, deep breaths in and out as you need. It may take 10, a set of 10, 2 sets of 10, 3 sets of 10. You may be doing it for a solid 5 minutes, whatever you need. To get that distress, whether it be anxiety, anger, frustration, sadness, overwhelm, or even self-criticism, self-loathing, self-blaming, down to a 5 or below. Breathe nice and deep and slow. Activate the parasympathetic nervous system that calms everything down. Slow, slow, slow exhalation. Continuing to take long, slow, deep breaths in and out. As many, as long as you need. So taking some more time to do that now. Good. Continue to take more long, slow, deep breaths as I continue with the next step. So the next step, the next T, S-T-T-O-P, the next T, the third step, is to take notice of what happens. As you notice the following things, take notice of what you're experiencing in your body. Is there tightness in your chest? Nauseousness? Do you feel shaky? Take notice of your voice. Is it quivering? Is your mouth dry? All those things are okay. It's just simply signs of panic. The panic is not dangerous. As long as you're breathing nice and deep and slow, nothing can happen. It's just simply neurochemicals and hormones that are spiked that'll settle down and dissipate, peaking within 2 to 3 minutes and resolving, dissipating throughout the body within 10. There's nothing to be afraid of. Nothing bad is happening. So taking notice of what's going on in your body, just as if you were attached to an EKG or a heart rate monitor, just noticing, nothing to be afraid of. It's just simply cortisol, adrenocorticotropin, corticotropin releasing hormone, norepinephrine. That's simply all it is. There's nothing dangerous. Nothing bad is happening. Just taking notice of what you're feeling in your body. To just notice, take notice. Take notice of what you're feeling. Scared, embarrassed, apprehensive. Is there self-blame or self-loathing? Are you frustrated with yourself or somebody else? Are you feeling intolerant, non-accepting, judgmental of yourself? What is the strongest emotion you're feeling? What are the thoughts going through your head? I don't like this. I want this to stop. What if? What are the exact words going through your head? Take notice of all you're experiencing. Take notice of the urge, either to ruminate, to dwell. Take notice of the urge to run, to scream, whatever it might be. Take notice of what you're wanting to do or to not do. Take notice of what the behavior is. Take notice of, if you could do anything, if you had a magic wand, what would you want most in this moment? If you had a magic wand, what would you want most? And then ask yourself, is it realistic? Is it necessary? What do you want most in that moment? And is it realistic? And is it necessary? So now that you've taken notice of what you're experiencing, because that can be liberating, as long as you can allow it to be there, it'll pass by. If you fight it, frustrated with it, it'll stay. So allow it to be there and it'll pass by. So the next step, O, is to observe what happens as you take a long, slow, deep breath. And as you exhale, notice blowing the feeling away. So take a long, slow, deep breath in. And notice blowing away the feeling of anxiety. You may imagine it like a red energy, a blue, a green, a black. Just long, slow, deep breath. And observe what happens as you blow that feeling away. Just exhale and release it. Let go. Let it be free. Long, slow, deep breath in. Observe what happens as you let that feeling go. Release it. Let it go. Observe what happens as you let that feeling go. Release it and let it go. And now focus on the part of your body that you feel it the most. And take a long, slow, deep breath in. And then as you exhale, just imagine that intensity just lessening. It's fading. It's blowing away. Any tightness, tension, agitation, worry, shaking. It's just draining out your fingers, blowing out your mouth, flowing out the tips of your toes with every exhalation. And blow that feeling in your body away. Just let it fade. Let it dissipate. Let it dissolve. Let it melt. Let it disappear. Imagine it flowing down and out your tips of your toes. Good. Release it and let it go. And one more time. And good. Release it and let it go. Now take the thoughts you were having. Whatever they may have been about you, this situation, the future, the past. Those words, and just imagine racing them with every exhalation. And as you exhale, just release, erase them. Imagine the words just dropping off of a chalkboard. The chalk is disintegrating. You can feel yourself just erasing those thoughts. They're gone. And again. Just erase those thoughts. Get rid of them. Imagine yourself stomping on them, burning them. Good. And notice the urge, whether it's the urge to scream or yell or call yourself names or beat yourself up, or the urge to ruminate or to dwell on something. Just imagine as you exhale, stepping away from that urge. As if you're stepping out of your body, stepping back and stepping away. You don't need to do that anymore. You don't need to ruminate. Believe anxious thoughts. You don't need to run or hide. You can face things. You're building confidence each and every day, the more and more things you do. You're facing anxiety in the face. You can step out of that body and walk away. You're building a new you with everything you do. All the successes each and every day. So with every exhalation, imagine stepping out of it, stepping away. You don't need that. And one more time. And then take notice of the original trigger, whether it was inside or outside, whether it came from your thoughts or whether it came from an observation, noticing your hands shaking or your voice quivering or a stutter. Whether it came from inside or outside, just notice the original trigger that started it all, a thought. And just imagine yourself letting go of the worry, letting go of the trigger, letting go of the caring, the concern, knowing it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if I shake. Just letting it go. Imagine yourself shaking it off, letting go of the frustration with the stutter. It's okay. We all have stuff. Letting go of the self-blame, the frustration with yourself. You're working at things. it'll get slowly better in its own time, in its own way, with continued effort. It'll continue to get better and better. And the P in stop is whenever you're in that situation in the future, plan to A, respond with compassion and kindness towards yourself. So thinking now of one thing that you can do that would show yourself compassion and kindness in the future. Compassion and kindness when you hear yourself stutter. Compassion or kindness when you feel your hands shaking. Compassion or kindness when you can feel your voice quivering. Compassion or kindness when you, instead of enjoying your presentation, the excitement and the challenge that comes with entertaining, of winning people over, of convincing them, giving new or interesting information, you stay in the body instead of going outside judging you. So what's one thing you can do to show yourself compassion and kindness? So just take a moment to bring to mind in the future when you're in that situation again, how you can show yourself a little compassion and kindness. What's one thing you can do or say? Also, I want you to think of one thing that you will do differently whenever you're in a situation again in the future that would be a marked difference from the past. Whatever that may be, and each and every time you come up with something, it may change each and every time you can experiment. And whenever you're with friends or family, you may simply just, if you notice yourself stuttering, just say, oh, there's a stutter, and carry on. As if it doesn't really matter, because it doesn't. You may simply just take note of it. Or you may simply breathe. Put your hand on your heart and show yourself compassion or kindness. It's okay, doesn't matter. It's all okay, they love me anyway. They enjoy me, they enjoy my sense of humor. They enjoy my lightheartedness. They enjoy my energy. Just think now of one thing you're going to do that would be markedly different from how you've dealt with things in the past. So the P in stop is to think of one way you can show yourself compassion and kindness. And the other part of P is to think of one thing you'll do differently that would be a marked departure from the way you've responded in the past. And this is where the fun can be, where you experiment with different ways of handling it, different ways of responding. And you can be as creative as possible. So just take a moment every time you practice this exercise to think about right now how you feel differently about that experience than you did in the beginning when we started this exercise. Do you feel some separation? Do you feel some diffusion? Do you feel a new insight, ability to approach the situation differently in the future? Do you feel differently about having these feelings and thoughts in your body, less afraid of them? Because that's a really important part of befriending anxiety. When you befriend it and allow it to be there, it just simply passes you by. It doesn't inhabit you, it doesn't take over. So every time you practice this exercise, it may be different for you, and that's okay. It's as it should be. Every time you practice, you'll learn new things, new ways of responding, new ways of thinking and feeling about it. You'll get greater and greater separation the feeling of anxiety won't be so fearful anymore. And as you become less fearful of the feeling, it won't stick around. So just take a moment to reflect upon the exercise and what you learned, what you experienced, how you feel differently about it. And then when you're ready, just return back to the room around you, opening your eyes.